今天晚上的聚会要跟各位互相参考的题目是左手右手。
Tonight the topic for our mutual encouragement is his left hand and right hand.
我曾经在报纸的副刊里面看到一篇短文啊。
Once in a paper or editorial, I've read a short article.
那题目就是左手右手。
And in this article, the topic is left hand and right hand.
因为很短。所以我就很快把它看完。
Because this is a very short article, I read it in a glance.
但是杰德呢，作者呢，他提出那里面的故事呢，让我联想到圣经里面有关左手右手的记录也是很多的。
And the content is written by the author, make me remember of some of the reference in the Bible.
那这个短文里面呢，主要是讲到有一位老师啊，有一天他。右手扭伤了。
In this article, it talks about there was a teacher. She sprained her 右手 right hand.
那他在课堂上呢，就不得不用他的左手拿粉笔在黑板上写字。
So she has to use her left hand to write on the board.
但写起来呢，歪歪扭扭的字体呢。就引起所有的学生呢大笑一场。
And because her left dominant hand was writing on the board, that created a laughing stock for the student.
这个时候老师就很无奈的叹口气说：“你们当中谁会用左手写字
？”And helplessly at that point, this teacher asked the student, "Among you, who can write with your left hand?"
当这位老师这么一问呢？大家面面相睹啊，笑容就收敛了。
And because of this question, all the students face each other and they stop laughing.
那时候在教室的角落的位置呢，有一位男生啊，他就高高举起他的左手。
And in this classroom, there was a student. He put up his left hand.
那老师呢，就请他上来。
And this teacher invited him to come to the front.
那这个男生的右手一直插在口袋里面。
And for this boy, he put his right hand in his pocket.
所以走起路来就一摆一摆的晃到前面。
And so he was sort of limping when he was coming to the front.
他就拿起粉笔在这个黑板上呢，很轻松的写一行很漂亮的字体。
And he took up the chalk and wrote it on the board very gracefully.
哇，底下的同学呢，大家都一直在赞叹他的很棒。
And all the students were, they were amazed with his ability to write with his left hand.
但等老师还没有说好呢，他就已经得意洋洋又回到他的座位坐下。
At that point, he was very proud of himself and he walked back to his seat.
但是呢，他的右手呢，始终没有抽起来，一直呢插在口袋里面。
However, for his right hand, he has it in his pocket still.
无论是在听讲或者考试或者是招会或者是下课休息的时候都是这样的。
Whether he was listening to the lecture, at all time he has his right hand in his pocket.
但是有一天呢他在走廊上跟老师相遇。
One day when he met teachers at the corridor,
但是他呢，不像一般学生向老师举手敬礼。
And he, unlike the other student, he would not greet the teacher.
他只向老师点个头。
And he just nod the head when he see the teacher.
所以老师就瞪着他。
And so the teacher stared at him.
他就赶快举起他的左手敬礼。
And immediately he took out his left hand and greeted the teacher.
那老师又一直的瞪着他的右手，插在口袋里面的右手就。对他说：“哪有人见你用左手呢
？”And his teacher looked at him and asked him, "Is there a person who greet the person with the left hand?"
这个时候呢，这个男生就抿紧他愤怒的嘴巴呢，不讲话。
At this point, he was quite annoyed and he refused to say a word.
老师又问他，他也不讲。
And again, this teacher asked him, but he refused to say.
那远远呢，有围着一些学生在那边看。
And from a distance, there was a group of students looking.
所以就有人私下说他以前呢在工厂工作的时候呢，右手被机器切断。
So among the students, they were talking, discussing maybe that among one of the finger from his right hand was being cut off when he was working in the factory.
后来老师看到这种情形呢，也不再说什么，就转身走了。
At the situation, this teacher didn't say a word and he left.
因为当场老师也不好意思问他，那以后呢又找不到机会来问他。
At this point of time, this teacher was too embarrassed to ask any more questions, and later on, he didn't have any opportunity to ask him anymore.
因为这个男生自从他发生意外以后，他的情绪都不平衡啊。
And since the accident, this boy, his temperament is very unpredictable.
所以他呢，连读书呢也读不来，后来他就退学了。
He couldn't continue with study, and later on, he has to leave the school.
那经过几年呢、这个老师已经对这个男生渐渐忘记了。
A few years later, this teacher slowly forget about the student.
但是在一处的新的班级的教室里面呢，这位老师看到一位女生啊。
Once in a new class, this teacher he saw a student.
这个女生呢，非常靓丽。又快乐的在写她的笔记啊。
And this girl, she was writing her memo.
那她的左手呢放在书桌上。
She puts her left hand on the table.
那老师一看呢，她的左手怎么黑黑的
？This teacher looked at this girl and wondered how come her left hand was dark.
就问她，你的左手怎么这么脏呢？
Was dirty, and he went ahead and asked her, "How come your hand is dirty?"
那这个女生呢，就大大方方的举起她的左手。
And so this girl, she put up her left hand.
说老师啊，我这一只手是义肢啊，就是人造的
了。She said that this is an artificial hand.
那这个时候老师呢，非常的尴尬，无地自容啊，因为怕伤到她的心呐。
At this point, this teacher was very embarrassed because she thought that she has hurt her feeling.
但是这个女生呢，都不以为意啊，继续抄写她的笔记啊。
But this little girl, she didn't take this very seriously, and she continued to take a note.
照样把她的左手呢，放在桌子上。
And she still have a left hand on her desk.
那这个女生无论在什么时候、什么地方呢？他都不隐藏他所发生的意外的这个左手。
At any point of time, this girl, she will never want to hide her left hand.
他一直生活在青春活泼快乐的日子里面。
She's always living a joyful life.
因此呢，他的现实是光明，他的未来也是光明的。
And therefore, for present and future is a bright one.
所以这个老师，他经历过两位学生所遭遇的不幸。
And for this teacher, he has gone through two students.
但是那位男生跟这位女生就完全不一样。
The boy and this girl, they are very different from each other.
这位男生一直看不开他所遭遇的不幸。
This boy, he can never see what he has encountered at peace.
一直没有办法来接受这种事实啊。
And he can never accept this reality.
所以呢，他对前程呢前途呢非常暗淡
，and therefore he is very bleak about his future.
也无心读书啊
，and he is not he doesn't put heart in his study.
那么这位女生就不一样了。
However, for this girl is different.
所以圣经记载，人在日光之下所遭遇的呢都不一样。
Therefore, the Bible says that all of us have different encounter under the sun.
我们请看《传道书》第九章。
Let's look in the book of Ecclesiastes.
十一节、十二节。
Chapter 11.
传道书第九章十一节、十二节。
Chapter 9, verse 11 and 12.
旧约圣经八百零二页。
Ecclesiastic chapter 9, verse 11 and 12.
十一节，我又转念见日光之下快跑的未必能赢，力战的未必得胜，智慧的未必得粮食，明哲的未必得出彩，灵巧的未必得喜悦，所领导众人的是在乎当时的机会。十二节。
12.
原来人也不知道自己的电极，鱼被恶王卷住，鸟被网罗周住了。祸患忽然临到的时候，世人现在其中也是如此。舍勒明王在这边提到说，他建筑光之下所发生的一些事情。
Here was a book written by King Solomon about what he has seen under the sun.
有一些事情真的很不正常。
There's something that we see that doesn't seems to be normal.
他说，快跑的跟人家比赛，不见得能赢呐。
He says that the battle does not belong, the race is not to the swift.
善于征战的人，武艺高强的人，啊，不一定打胜仗。
Or the battle to the strong.
有的人非常有智慧，但是赚不到钱，没有食物可以吃。
For some people, they are very wise. However, does it seems that they have food?
有的人虽然非常灵巧，又有口才，但是不得人缘。不能够得到人的喜悦。
Or wealth to the brilliant.
那这些事情呢，好像很不正常。
All these things seems to be very abnormal.
实际上，人有时候虽然对一件事很有把握啊。
In actual fact, sometimes a person may seem to have a lot of confidence in certain things.
但是因为天时地利的影响。
However, because of the time and space,
就没有办法。以他本身所有把握的来得到胜利。
He cannot promise his own success.
因为在世界上，在日光之下，有一些意外的事情，人事先没有办法料想得到。
Because there are many things under the sun is unpredictable for a person.
那有的人呢，他经常遇到了好机会。
However, on the other hand, there are people who always meet with good opportunity.
他能够抓住机会
and this person can grab hold of the chance.
他就得到很多的好处
and therefore he can benefit a lot from it.
那么十二节记载呢、人不知道什么时候要遇到什么
and verse 12 says that no man knows when his hour will come.
连空中的飞鸟海中的鱼呢都没有办法来把握住自己的命运
the birds in the air and the fish in the oceanAll of these people, all of them cannot grab hold of their own destiny.
虽然天空那么广阔，海那么深，那么大。
Even the sky is open and the ocean is deep.
但是他也会碰到不幸。
Still, all these things will meet with danger.
当他被人抓住的时候呢，他就命不保啊。
Like if a man is being trapped by evil, then this person cannot promise of his own life.
那么作者。根据他所观察他所了解的
As according to this author
说人在日光之下有时候祸患来临呢也是人事先不能够预知的
That no man can predict what is going to happen ahead of time
舍勒门王是一个智慧王
King Solomon is a very wise king
他对人生的经验很丰富啊
He is very experienced in his life
他看得多，知道的多。
And he know a lot, and he is very wise.
所以人在日光之下所遭遇的事情呢
？Therefore, for a person, all the things that he encounter under the sun.
有时候不幸的事情。
Sometimes he meet with things that are peaceful.
有时候幸运来临。
Or sometimes he's lucky.
那么基督徒处在这种环境之下呢，应当怎样
？As for Christian, what should this person do?
因为我们知道人的生命是在神的手中啊。
Because as Christian, we know that our life is in God's hand.
一个虔诚敬畏神的人，他的脚步有神在带领他。
And for a Christian who worship God, he knows that his footstep is guided by God.
能够明白神旨意的人啊。
And for one who knows the will of God.
无论信与不信，他对神都有感谢的心情。
He is filled with gratitude for God.
所以使徒保罗他曾经提到。
For Apostle Paul, he once mentioned,
他说能够还速谢恩，这是神的旨意啊。
It is the will of God that we have to give thanks at all times.
我们请看帖撒罗尼迦前书。
Let's turn to the First Thessalonians.
第五章十八节。
First Thessalonians, chapter 5, verse 18.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章十八节。
First Thessalonians, chapter 5, verse 18.
凡事谢恩， 因为这是神在基督耶稣里面向你们所定的旨意。保罗他经历胜利与不胜利的事情。
In all times of Paul,
但是他无论在什么状况之下，他都得到秘诀，可以去应付他。
In all circumstances, he knows how to solve his problem and give thanks to God.
因为他明白神的旨意。
Because he knows the wills of God.
所以他能够还恕谢恩啊。
And therefore he is able to give thanks in all circumstances.
那他希望帖撒罗尼迦那边的弟兄姐妹也能够啊学习还恕谢恩啊。
And he also hoped that the members at Thessalonica can also give thanks to God.
那么我们呢，今天在基督里面的啊，在基督恩典里面的人呢
？And for us Christians who live under the grace of God.
那能够还恕谢恩，他的人生观是充满了快乐的。
If we can give thanks all time, then our life is joyful one.
当然，我们希望我们一帆风顺。
All of us wish that we have a smooth life.
但是主耶稣说，人在世界上充满了患难。
However, it's mentioned in the Bible that life of man is filled with sorrow.
在基督里面，当然有平安啊。
However, within Christ is peace.
但是神的旨意有时候为了要造就一个人。
However, because of the will of God, in order to edify a person.
对他的灵性有造就。
To edify his spirituality.
所以有时候也会把他放在试炼当中啊。
God will put this person in tribulations.
那就好像遭遇到不幸的事情。
And it seems at this point of time, he's meeting with things that's not peaceful.
所以雅各曾经提到啊，落在百般的试炼当中啊。
So James, he once mentioned that when you are meet with all trials,
说应当喜乐。
You must be joyful.
实际上，当人是落在试炼中要喜乐是不容易的。
In actual fact, it's not easy to be joyful when you are in trials.
那么百般的试炼呢，当然包括肉体。生病还有其他意外的事情。
When a person is going through trials, this person is suffering physically as well as spiritually.
当然也包括人心灵上的打击呀。
And this will include all the sufferings that is going through a person mentally.
有的人因为人家闲言闲语，让他的心灵受打击很大。
Sometimes it's because of the gossip that has caused a person to be hurt.
像这一种呢，有的人到后来能够看开这一切了。
If this person can see through all this,
不会因为所遭遇的事情呢，就一直生活在情绪不平衡的状态之下。
And not to be living under a condition of instability.
那么这样他就能够还恕感啊，感谢神呐、啊。
Then this person can give thanks at all time to God.
那么神的恩典在他身上。
This, then the grace of God will fall upon him.
所以圣经雅各呢，除了提到落在百般试炼当中要忍耐以外
，besides mentioned by James that we have to be patient and be firm under trials.
他也见证到古代有一个人叫做耶伯啊。
He also gave testimony that there was a person called Job in an ancient time.
我们请看雅各书第五章十一节。
I've sent the book of Job.
雅各书第五章十一节。
Sorry, it's the book of James, chapter 5, verse 11.
新约圣经333页，雅各书第五章十一节。
James, chapter 5, verse 11.
那先前忍耐的人，我们称他们是有福的。你们听见过耶伯的忍耐，也知道主给他的结局。明显主是满心怜悯，大有慈悲。雅各呢，在第一章提到百般的试炼要忍耐。
Here, James mentioned that we have to persevere in time of suffering.
那到第五章呢，他就介绍古代这位耶伯，因为他的忍耐呢，就越显出神的这个怜悯跟慈悲的心了。
And in chapter 5 mentioned that for Job, because he is able to persevere in time of suffering, he is able to manifest the love of God.
因为耶伯所遭遇到的意外事情非常的大。
For Job, he met with many calamity.
当他发生这些事情的时候，他向神感恩啊。
And during all this time of his suffering, he thanked God.
他说：“我空手来到世界，现在呢又归于空手。”
He said that he came to this world empty-handed, and he will leave this world empty-handed.
好像呢啊，成为很自然的现象。
And this become a very natural phenomenon for him.
其实耶伯呢，他是一位敬畏神，他明白神的旨意啊。
As for Job, he's the person who fear God and he knows the will of God.
所以基督徒呢，啊，对所遭遇的一切事情，当然比一般的人呢，啊，有更超越的眼光啊。
As for Christian, whatever we meet, we must surpass people who do not believe in God.
所以保罗呢，他自从信耶稣以后啊。
As for Paul, after when he believed in Jesus,
他也是同样的遭遇到一些事情。
He also met with many things.
他为了要传福音啊，成为主的使者。
In order to spread the gospel.
但是呢，他却跟一般的人不一样。
However, for him, he is different from the rest of people.
他能够做一个啊光明正大的使者。
He can be a bright messenger of God.
不因为他的现实跟一般人不一样。
Not because of his present environment that's different from others.
就让他看不开啊。
That he become pessimistic.
我们请看以弗所书第六章二十节。
Let's turn to the book of Ephesians.
以弗所书第六章二十节。
Chapter 6, verse 20.
新约圣经275页，啊，第六章二十节。我为做福音的奥秘，做了带熟练的属者，并使我照着当今的本分放胆讲论。保罗在这边提到说，他是带熟练的属者。
Here Paul mentioned that he is an ambassador in chains.
这是一件很羞愧的事情。
This is a shameful matter.
一般人的观念呢，就是一个人犯法才会被关起来，啊，带着锁链。
It would be a common perspective for people to think that a person would have committed a crime to be in chains.
但是保罗是为了传福音而被人陷害。
As for Paul, it's because of spreading gospel that he was persecuted.
为了要阐明福音的奥秘，他放胆讲论耶稣基督的福音啊。
In order to make known the mystery of the gospel, he was fearless in spreading the gospel.
当他在罗马的监牢里的时候，
when he was in the Roman prison,
他写了好几封信。
He wrote many letters.
并且在那边呢，啊。继续传福音啊。
And within the prison, you continue to spread the gospel.
他能够在监牢里面成为一位光明正大的使者。
He was able to be a bright ambassador even within the prison.
不因为他所上戴的锁链呢，就非常的羞耻，没有这样的。
Despite the fact that he was in chain, he was not embarrassed.
因为他没有做错。
Because he did nothing wrong.
他发生了这种意外。
Because of this accident,
是由人来的。
From others,
当然呢，也是神啊所答应的。
Although it was from man, however, it's also agreed by God.
所以他能够看开啊眼前的这些事情。
Therefore, for him, he's able to see through the present.
他继续呢来传扬基督的福音的奥秘。
And he continued to spread the mystery of the gospel for Jesus.
我们再看腓立比书第一章。
Let's look in the book of Philippians chapter 1.
二十节。
Verse 20.
腓立比书第一章二十节。
Chapter 1 verse 20.
照着我所切慕所盼望的，没有一事叫我羞愧。只要凡事放胆，无论是生是死，总叫基督在我身上照常显大。保罗在这边提到说，按照他所盼望的事情。
Here, Paul mentions that as what he eagerly expected.
他说没有一件事情叫他羞愧啊。
There's nothing that he was ashamed of.
他觉得非常荣耀。
He felt that as much glory.
他的身体虽然不太自由。
Although he was not very free physically.
但是他的内心非常自由。
However, he was very free spiritually.
虽然他在监牢里面。
Although he was in prison,
但是他并不是犯法而被关起来。
It's not the fact that he has committed a crime that he was being locked up.
因此呢，他内心的盼望非常活泼啊。
Therefore, he has much hope within his heart.
他说，无论是生是死，总叫基督在他的身上显大。
He said that whether he's in death or in life, Christ will be glorified in his body.
他能够尊主为大。
He's able to exalt God.
他知道人的生命在基督的手中啊。
He knows that the life of man is within Christ.
所以他靠着基督的恩典呢，他能够继续做一个光明正大的使者啊。
And with the grace of Jesus, he was able to be an ambassador for his gospel.
因此呢，保罗的人生观充满了快乐。
As for Paul, his life is a bright one.
虽然他也遭遇到很多的不幸啊。
Although he have met with many things that is unpredictable,
但是他知道基督的恩典够他用的。
But he knows that the grace of God is enough for him.
啊，我们从这个左手右手啊这个短文里面的故事呢，联想做些事情。
And this is what I can recall from this article, left hand and right hand.
那现在我们在根据圣经有记载有关人的手，无论是左手或者右手。
Now, within the Bible, there mentions many incidents regarding whether it's left hand or right hand.
我们同样的可以来联想一些道理。
We can learn many truths from it.
首先，我们来看主耶稣曾经讲过的人的右手。
First, let us look at what Jesus has mentioned before regarding the hands of man.
请看马太福音第五章。
Let's look in the book of Matthew chapter 5.
三十节。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 30.
马太福音第五章三十节。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 30.
若是右手叫你跌倒，就砍下来丢掉，宁可失去白皮中的一体，不叫全身下入地狱。主耶稣在这边提到说，如果右手叫你犯罪跌倒。
Here it mentioned that if our right hand causes us to sin,
你要把它牺牲掉。
Then we have to sacrifice it.
宁可失去右手呢，不叫全身下入地狱。
We rather lose our right hand than for our whole body to enter into hell.
右手可以说是人很重要的部位。
We can say that our right hand is the most important members of our body.
所以人的右手可以代表一件很重大的事情。
And it can represent a great matter for a person.
也可以代表一个人呢，他在处在一个很重要的事情当中啊。
And it also can represent that this person is in an important situation.
那么对团体来说呢，右手也好像代表一个很重要的人物。
As for a community, this right hand will represent an important person.
但是有一天你发现啊，你对所做的这件事情。
One day, if you realize that if the thing that you're undertaking.
跟神的真理有冲突
It has conflict with the truth of God
对你的信仰亏损很大
and that it will cause much loss to your faith
那么主耶稣在这边建议你把它牺牲掉
then in this, at this point of time Jesus would suggest that you will have to sacrifice this
以免这个好像右手这么重要的来影响到你不能上天国、啊。
That will be like your right hand that caused you to sin and not allowed you to enter into the heavenly kingdom.
要赶快把它牺牲掉。
You have to sacrifice it and cut it off.
好比一个人的右手。
It's just like your right hand.
有一天呢，他发现骨癌呀、啊。
If this person realized that he has contracted bone cancer,
那医生就建议赶快把它呢锯掉。
Then the doctor would suggest this person to cut off his hand.
但是你一直没有办法做个决定。
However, if for you, the person who has contracted this cancer, you cannot make up your mind.
因为你的考虑很多啊。
Because of much worries that you have.
我少了右手。
If I'm short of a right hand,
怎么办？
What can I do?
会带来很多的不方便。
It will cause me much inconveniences.
当然呢，也不好看。
And it would not look good.
一直想要呢，啊，保有这一只手。
And you continue to think that you want to keep your right hand.
后来癌细胞散开了。
However, if the cancer cells start to spread,
当然呢，整个人的生命都没有了。
Then your whole body will be in danger.
如果当医生告诉你的时候
，At this point of time, when the doctor has given you warning,
你能够很果断的做一个决定。
And you can immediately make a decision.
把它牺牲掉。
And cut it off.
能够保住你无价之宝的生命。
Perhaps you can keep your priceless life.
因为呢，人的生命是最宝贵的。
Because our life is most precious.
那么以基督徒的这个立场来看。
And from the perspective of Christian.
基督徒的生命跟一般人的生命不一样。
The life of a Christian is different from others.
我们自从接受主耶稣的救恩以后。
After when we have received the salvation from our Lord Jesus.
我们有属灵的生命。
We have a spiritual life.
永远活在基督里面。
And this life continues to live in Jesus forever.
那这个灵命呢，对我们来说是永远的。
And this spiritual life for us is eternal.
那么唯除人在世界上的生活的生命呢，
Only for the physical life on earth
是暂时性的，
is temporary.
也就是说人生几十年很快就过去。才这边提到说，如果就右手叫你跌倒啊，
Here Jesus mentioned that if your right hand causes you to sin,
你宁愿输掉这个，
It is better that for you to lose this one part of your body,
能够让你的生命呢进入永生，
and allow your body to go into eternal life.
因为对他来说呢他很值得的。
This is worth it.
那么主耶稣在这边所说的右手叫人跌倒，除了主的罪以外，
Jesus mentioned that for the right hand that causes you sin, besides referring that to sin,
也好像面笑一样。
It's also like a yeast.
这个面笑一点点能够让整团的面呢发大起来。
Well, you just need to use a little yeast and you can cause this bread to puff up.
也就是说它的影响非常的大。
And it has great influence.
好像人的一只手呢它有毒素。
It's just like your hand.
这个毒素一发起来呢，全身都会受影响。
If you have poison in that hand, then if this poison starts to spread, then your whole body will be affected.
所以右手也可以说对一个团体里面的一个很重要的人物啊。
And just now I mentioned that the right hand is also referring to an important person within the community.
那么如果他有偏差呢？
If this person has a little diversion,
那么当然对这个整个团体的影响就很大。
Then he will have great influence for this whole community.
所以教会有时候在处理犯罪的人呢，就有除名的制度，就是这种情形。
And therefore, sometimes the church has come to make a decision about excommunication when there's a member who has sinned.
那么对我们的这个信仰生活来说，有影响的事情。
As for our spiritual life, there's also an influence.
那么我们就渐渐地把它脱掉。
Then we have to take this away slowly.
眼前好像一种牺牲啊。
It may seem to be like a sacrifice.
看远一点呢，就是一种获得啊。
However, if you were to look at from a distance, it's a gain.
我们请参看《使徒行传》十九章。
Let's look in the book of Acts, chapter 19.
十九节二十节，《使徒行传》十九章十九节二十节。
Chapter 19, verse 19-20.
平素行邪术的，有许多人把书拿来，推挤在众人面前焚烧。他们算计书价，便知道共合五万块钱。二十节，值得到大大兴旺，而且得胜，就是这样。那时候有一些行邪术的来信耶稣啊。
There was a group of people who were practicing sorcery who come to believe in Jesus.
那当时教会的人告诉他们啊，你既然信耶稣，你要离开你这种行邪术的行业。
At that point of time, there were many of those who believe, and now they were asked to openly confess and to depart from their evil deed.
虽然他们过去呢是靠着行邪术为生的，
although in the past they practiced sorcery for a living，
那今天信耶稣呢，不能够再干这一种行业呢，他们的生活就会受影响。
However, right now, if having believed in Jesus, they cannot continue to practice sorcery, then they will have a problem making their livelihood.
他们不但要离开这种工作。
Not only they have to depart from their work,
连一些价值很高的这些书呢，都要把它烧掉。
And all those scrolls that they have together, that they have to burn them together.
因为这种邪书啊，不能存在啊，他们家里啊。
They cannot keep all those scrolls in their home.
所以他们为了能够保住纯正的信仰
，In order to keep their faith.
这些书好像他们的右手非常重要。
These scrolls may be like their right hand. It was once very important.
但是他们还是把它全部烧掉。
Still, they have to burn them together.
好像主耶稣说，好像牺牲他的右手一样。
It's just like what Jesus said that they have to sacrifice their right hand.
所以当时呢，主的道理就大大兴旺。
And in this way, the word of God spread widely and grew in power.
所以对个人来说会影响信仰的呢，就要把它渐渐牺牲掉了。
For individual, if anything that will affect your faith, then you have to sacrifice it.
那对团体来说呢，就是说有一点点的面效呢，就要把它除掉了。
And for a group, if there's east, you have to take it off.
我们请参看加拉太书第六章第五章第九节。
Let's turn to the book of Galatians.
加拉太书第五章第九节
Chapter 5 verse 9
一点面笑能使全团都花起来保罗在这边说一点点的面笑啊
Here Paul mentions that a little ease
整团的面都会花笑
Can raise a whole bunch of dough
那么有关呢圣经里面提到这个面笑呢是指的什么呢
And what does ease refer to in the Bible?
有几个呢可以给大家做参考。
And I can bring up a few points for your reference.
我们请看哥林多前书第五章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多前书第五章第六节。
1 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 6.
第六节，你们做祝夸是不好的。岂不知一点面笑能使全团花起来吗？第七节。
Seven.
你们既是无笑的面，应当把旧笑除尽，好使你们成为新团。因为我们逾越节的羔羊基督已经被杀献祭了。第八节。
Eight.
所以我们所做节不可用旧笑，也不可用恶毒邪恶的笑，主用成熟真正的无笑的。保罗在这边阐明有关基督啊成为逾越节的羔羊啊。
Here, Paul he revealed the truth that Christ was our Passover lamb.
那么以色列民呢，他们要出羔羊肉之前呢，要出无酵品。
And for the Israelite, before they would partake the Passover lamb, they would have to take unleavened bread.
那么为什么保罗要提起这件事情呢
why does Paul has mentioned this matter?
因为当时在哥林多教会里面有淫乱的事情发生啊。
Because in the church of Corinthians at the time there was sexual immorality.
他们为了做些事情不悔改又自夸说也没有什么事情发生啊。
They did not repent of their sin and they even boast that nothing has happened.
那保罗就说，这好像面笑，影响很大。
And therefore, Paul said that this is like ease, and it has great influence.
我们请看第二节，第五章第二节。
Chapter 5, verse 2.
你们还是自高自大，并不哀痛，把行错事的人从你们中间赶出去。保罗知道这件事情以后呢，就告诉他们。
Having known of this matter, he spoke to them.
不要这样自高自大，不要这样夸口没有事。
Do not be proud and boast that nothing has happened.
他在第六节提到说，这好像面笑会使全团花笑。
In verse 6, he mentions that boasting is not good and that a little ease can work through the whole batch of dough.
会影响到全体教会弟兄姐妹的信仰。
And it will affect the faith of the whole church.
所以保罗在第二节说要把这种人呢从他们当中赶出去啊。
And therefore in verse 2 he mentions that they have to put out this person.
那么这种人呢当时对教会来说是很重要的。
And for this person at a time he was very important in the church.
但是他们呢，因为所做的事情影响教会的圣工啊。
However, what they have done has affected the church work.
所以保罗就说啊，把他赶出去，好像把他砍掉一样。
And therefore, Paul mentioned that to put this person out is like cutting him off.
因为这个面笑呢，影响很大。
Because this ease would have great influence.
那面笑呢，在第八节呢，啊，保罗就提到说。恶毒邪恶的笑，也就是说，做些罪恶的事情，好像面笑一样。
And in verse 8, Paul mentions that this ease is like ease of malice and wickedness.
所以，当我们过年呢，啊，会有做些影响到我们的信仰的，我们就把它砍掉。
For us, if we have anything that would affect our faith, we have to cut it off.
好像右手很重要。
Just like our right hand is very important to us.
但是为了要保住全身。还是值得牺牲的。
However, for the sake of our whole body, it's worth it to cut it off.
为了得永生见天国，还是值得啊牺牲的。
In order to gain eternal life and enter into the heavenly kingdom, it's worth it to cut it off.
那有关笑呢？啊，主耶稣还提到有一些不纯正的教训，也是值得笑来说的哈。
To the teaching of ease, Jesus also mentions about truth that was tainted.
我们请看马太福音十六章第六节。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew.
马太福音十六章第六节。
Chapter 16, verse 6.
耶稣对他们说：“你们要谨慎，防备法利赛人和撒都该人的笑。”主耶稣在这边告诉门徒啊。
Here Jesus was speaking to his disciple.
要谨慎防备。法利赛人跟撒都该人的笑。
That they have to be careful and be on guard against the ease of the Pharisees and Sadducees.
法利赛人在当时犹太的社会是非常有名望的。
During the time, at that time, the Pharisees they have high status within the Israeli community.
那么撒都该人呢，也是受很多人的尊重。
As well as the Sadducees, they were very respected by the people at that time.
那么为什么主耶稣说要防备做两种的人呢？
And why is that Jesus mentioned that they have to be on guard against these people?
本来这些门徒听不懂主耶稣为什么要这么说啊。
The disciples, they do not understand what Jesus had to say.
后来他们终于了解啊。
And later on, they understand.
请看十二节。
Verse 12.
门徒就才晓得他说的不是叫他们防备别人的笑，乃是防备法利赛人和撒都该人的教训。因为法利赛人跟撒都该人的教训呢，跟主耶稣的教训有冲突啊。
The teaching of the Pharisees and the Sadducees were against the teaching of Jesus.
相信耶稣以后，知道主耶稣的恩典跟摩西时代的律法是不一样的。
Having believed in Jesus, they understand that the grace that Jesus has given is different from the law of Moses.
所以法利赛人的教训对他们的信仰会受影响。
And therefore the teaching of Pharisees will affect their faith.
因为法利赛人假冒为善，为人不实在。
And for the Pharisees, they were hypocrite and not practical.
所以主耶稣说要防备法利赛人的笑，也是防备法利赛人的假冒为善跟他们的教训。
And for him to mention that they have to be on guard on the teaching of Pharisees, also to be on guard against their hypocrisy.
我们再看路加福音十二章第一节。
Let's turn to the book of Luke.
路加福音十二章第一节。
Chapter 12, verse 1.
这时候有几万人聚集，甚至彼此见大。耶稣开讲，先对门徒说。你们要防备法利赛人的笑，就是假冒为善。所以主耶稣所说法利赛人的笑啊，就是指着他们教训跟假冒为善。
When Jesus mentioned the ease of the Pharisee, it refers to teaching as well as the hypocrisy.
因为呢啊，这些都会影响到啊门徒的信仰。
Because all these will affect the faith of the disciple.
所以要防备，等于不要接受，要把它牺牲掉。
Therefore, they have to be on guard, not to accept their teaching and also to sacrifice them.
那么撒都该人的教训里面有一点呢，啊，冲突最大的。
And among the teaching of the Sadducees, one thing that has most conflict.
就是他们不相信复活的事情。
Is that they do not believe in the truth of resurrections.
这个对基督徒活泼的盼望呢，会受影响很大。
And this will have great influence on the hope of a Christian.
他们不相信末后的复活啊。
They do not believe this. The Sadducees, they do not believe in the resurrections.
那么基督徒对末日的复活呢，是非常重要的。
As a Christian, resurrections at the end time is very important for them.
还有撒都该人不相信呢。啊，有鬼魂，不相信有天使。
And for the Sadducees, they do not believe in the spirit and angel.
这个都是对门徒的信仰有影响的。
All this will have great influence in the faith of the disciple.
那么主耶稣说要牺牲右手啊。
When Jesus mentioned that we have to sacrifice the right hand,
就是主的这种会影响我们的信仰的，该牺牲把它牺牲掉。
He's referring to anything that will affect our faith.
那么无论是个人团体呢、啊、都是应该要把它牺牲掉的。
Whether it's individual or a group, we have to sacrifice things that would affect our faith.
我们再请看传道书第十章第一节。
Let's turn to the book of Ecclesiastic.
传道书第十章第一节。
Chapter 10, verse...
使常人使坐香的膏油发出臭气，这样一点一面也能败坏聚会和尊荣。一瓶香膏价值很高啊。
We know that the price of a perfume is high.
如果掉进一只鼠苍蝇呢，这个价值呢，就扁了。
And if a dead flies were dropped into this perfume, then the price would drop.
如果呢，你到餐馆要吃一碗牛肉面呢、啊、
？If you go to a restaurant and you want to have a beef noodle.
它刚好有一只苍蝇呢，就会进去了。
And if a fly happens to drop into that bowl of noodle,
当然你不会把它吃进去啊。
Of course, you will not take that noodle.
有的人就付钱给老板，这一碗面我不吃。
Some people will pay and refuse to take that noodle.
有的人就跟老板计较，再换一碗。
However, for some people, they want to exchange for another bowl.
不管如何，我们知道呢，里面已经有鼠苍蝇在里面。
Regardless of anything, we know that there's already a dead flies in that bowl.
一个人非常聪明。
If a person is very wise,
如果有一点点愚昧呢，对他的名义的影响也是很大的。
If he has a little folly, then it will have great effect on his reputation.
尤其身份尊贵的人呐。
Especially for people with high honor status.
尤其代表一个国家的人物的人呢
？For a person who would represent a country,
就不能够随便讲话了。
Then he would not have to speak recklessly.
如果他一句错误的话呢，就影响很大。
If he would have made a little mistake, then it would have great influence.
同样的，我们不要一点点的做这些瑕疵，就影响到我们的纯正的信仰。
Similarly, we have to be careful of these little blemishes that would affect our faith.
我们再看第九章十八节。
Let's look in verse 18 of chapter 9.
智慧胜过打仗的兵器，但一个罪人能败坏许多善事。对一个团体来说呢
？For a group.
一个罪人会影响全体呀、
A person, a sinner, will affect the whole group.
有时候会影响很多的善事。
And it will cause many, it will affect many good deeds to happen.
以色列民出埃及呀、
For Israelite, when they were out of Egypt,
经过攻打耶利哥城，再来一个小城叫爱城。
After when they have attacked the city of Jericho, they come to the city of Ai.
他们经过这两个城呢，完全不一样。
These two cities are entirely different.
耶利哥城很轻易的就能够胜过他。
They were able to have victory easily over the city of Jericho.
但是呢，爱城是一个小的城，竟然败在他们的面前。
However, for this little city of Ai, they were defeated.
这个时候，他们才知道一个罪人的影响非常的大。
They come to understand that just a sinner has great influence of the whole community.
圣经记载就是。亚干啊，因为做错事啊。
And the Bible mentioned that it's because of Achan that he has done something wrong.
就影响到全体啊。
And because of his wrongdoing, he has affected the whole community.
后来耶稣亚调查知道这件事，就好好的把亚干处理掉。
And later on, when Joshua he had investigated this matter, he settled with Achan.
所以全体呢就得到神的同在。
Later on, this whole group was able to have God with them.
所以主耶稣所说的牺牲右手呢，就是有包括让我们联想到做些事情。
And when Jesus mentioned the right hand, it makes us remember about all these things as recorded in the Bible.
那么有关左手右手呢，在圣经里面有提到的，我们再继续呢，往后呢再来做参考。